Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Getoleno. The second day of the ongoing sixth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly will today witness the introduction of several important government bills and annual administrative reports of 19 departments. Among the bills scheduled for presentation are the Disqualification on Ground of Defection in Urban Local Bodies Bill 2024, the Nagaland Municipal Amendment Bill 2024, the Nagaland Road Safety Authority Second Amendment Bill 2024, and the Nagaland Town and Country Planning Fourth Amendment Bill, among others. Following this, the House will engage in discussions on the motion of thanks to the Governor's address. Governor of Nagaland, Lal Ganesan, has emphasized the crucial role of the agricultural sector in the state's economy, noting that about 70% of the population relies on agriculture and allied activities. He said this while addressing the sixth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly, which commenced yesterday. He informed that under the PM Kisan scheme, so far over 2,21,000 farmers have been benefited with 620 crore rupees directly credited to their bank accounts. Mr. Ganesan said the National Livestock Mission has also made strides with the establishment of 26 pig breeding farms, helping to increase meat production. The governor also said to improve animal health, the state is constructing 3 veterinary hospitals in Tsumukedima, Newland and Shamotor districts at an estimated cost of 250 lakh rupees.
To contain and control various diseases affecting the animals, the state is constructing 3 veterinary hospitals in Chumakudima, Newland and Shamato at an estimated cost of rupees 250 lakhs.
He said Department of Horticulture identified 16 horticulture model villages in each district across the state, while Department of Soil and Water Conservation expects to distribute over 1.11 lakh soil health cards under the soil health fertility of the RKVY. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged citizens to share more inspiring life journeys on the Namo app Open Forum. In a social media post, Mr. Modi informed that from the inspiring journeys shared on the Namo app, a few women will be selected for a social media takeover of the Prime Minister's digital social media accounts on the occasion of Women's Day on the 8th of this month. The government has accorded Navratna status to the Indian Railway Finance Corporation, IRFC, and the Indian Railway Catering and Tourism Corporation, IRCTC. With this, all 7 central public sector enterprises of the Railway Ministry have received Navratna status. The IRFC has an annual turnover of over 26,000 crore rupees. And the IRTC has an annual turnover of over 4,000 crore rupees. Talking to media in New Delhi, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said Navratna status means the organization is strong and will contribute more to the growth of railways.
All the 7 listed PSUs of railway are today Navratna status. This is a very major achievement, and this reflects our Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji's very focused attention on transforming railways.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has emphasized the crucial role of both the public and private sector in country's economic development. Mr. Singh was addressing the Armed Forces Flag Day CSR conclave in New Delhi yesterday.
आज जो हमारा देश आत्मनिर्भरता की ओर तेजी से कदम आगे बढ़ा चुका है, उसमें मेजर कंट्रीब्यूशन में पब्लिक सेक्टर का है, लेकिन एक मेजर कंट्रीब्यूशन हमारे प्राइवेट सेक्टर का है, जो कि भारत आत्मनिर्भरता की ओर तेजी से आगे बढ़ा रहा है, और मैं मानता हूं कि इसको और अधिक बढ़ने की आवश्यकता है.
And more women in India are seeking credit and actively monitoring their credit scores. This was stated in a report titled From Borrowers to Builders, Women's Role in India's Financial Growth Story, launched by Niti Aayog in New Delhi yesterday. According to the report, the financial awareness among women in India has increased by 42% from the previous year, with around 27 million women monitoring their credit till December last year. The report shows that women's Japan's share of the total self-monitoring base increased to 19.43% in December last year, compared to 17.89% in 2023. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned, as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.